From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers. Knight is an outlaw intellectual who commands a firm grip on the elements of good storytelling. Stay tuned for the music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Well, I joined up when I was just 18, working for the right to live. I gave my heart to old Uncle Sam, and I thought he gave me his. I shot them guns on crawling through the mud, believed every word they said. They'd fight for peace and fight for my mother just like my daddy did. 'Cause I'll be a soldier of the righteous God, and he is on my side. We fight to be free, we fight for our country, and for that we'll gladly die.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
For 2 long years and 2 terms of duty, reading letters from my home. I did what they asked, just what they told me, but I felt so alone. 'Cause these bombs we drop, they've got no heart, and they tell me they got eyes. Oh, I can't see how taking children from their mothers could ever make things right. 'Cause I'll be a soldier of the righteous God, and he is on my side. We fight to be free, we fight for our country, and for that we'll gladly die. Days I was trying to understand this. The only thing that separates right and wrong is just where the money is. So I grabbed my pack and left my gun, and I walked into the desert night. I was caught by men speaking foreign tongues, but I think I heard this right. They said we are the soldiers of a righteous God, and he is on our side. We fight to be free, we fight for our country, and for that we'll gladly die.
Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm happy to be here for Red Barn Radio's 448th performance. We come to you live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome tonight's guests, Ben Knight and the Well Diggers.
I told you twice, don't you say my name while we're inside. Just keep that mask over your mouth. These liquor stores got cameras now. I'll give you a gun when you learn to shoot. Remember how you cried when we got tattoos. Just hold that sack open wide. Don't you look at her, not in her eyes. Make like the wind to kick up some dust. No matter how this ends, they'll remember us. Pass me that bottle underneath the seat. I wanna wash down some of this robbery. And there's a hairpin curve up ahead. Don't you slow down, put her in the red. And make it like the wind, kick up some dust. No matter how this ends, they'll remember us. We turned out of battle like she said we would. But if you make it out with all that loot, won't you go see Mama in your brand new suit? Make like the wind, kick up some dust. No matter how this ends, they'll remember us. Make like the wind, kick up some dust. No matter how this ends, they'll remember us.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers. Here's Donald.
Well, welcome to Red Barn Radio. It's good to see you again, Ben.
It's a pleasure to see you, Donald. Yeah, thanks for having us back.
So for all of our regular listeners, Ben was on the David Fall Band and now is sharing his Webster County vocals with us with his Well Diggers. So you've played music most of your life. When did you kind of decide that you wanted to have a band with your namesake and, you know, drive your songs that way?
I think my name being in the band was
Ben Knight.
In part, a lack of creativity on my part. But in all honesty, I wanted, in the beginning especially, to drive things with just songwriting. You know what I mean? I wanted that to be what it was all about, and how, in whatever way that it got adorned, I wanted that to kind of be at the base of it. And I think, you know, putting myself on the line, putting my name out there really drove me to, you know, make sure I was putting good material out there, you know. But in the past year or two, I've been playing with some new guys. I've really started focusing on musicianship as much as I have focused on songwriting in the past. We're getting a little more adventurous these days, and it's been really fun.
We took a trip just for our health. Oh, we took a vacation away from ourselves. And they read your cards down New Orleans. But it was in the stars that we were not to be. So you took that train back to Ohio and left me on Frenchman Street.
no place to go. I think we both admit it was a clever grift, but that soothsayer sure made you split. Oh, you left me down south, down and out. I'm gonna turn it around, 'cause you can't keep a good man down. I need a glass of port, a strong, just like my baby, and just like me, and a bourbon straight. Oh, I drink them both, sit back and remember our Kentucky home. Oh, you left me down south, down. Still need from you, it's just one thing I'll ask you to do. Go and see my mother, or call her on the phone, and tell her it might be some time before I get home. Oh, you left me down south, down. Turn it around, 'cause you can't keep, you can't keep, you can't keep a good man down, a good man down, a good man.
Joined us tonight, we're with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Yeah, there is a kind of a divide between songwriting and musicianship, you know, because you can write a song, but to be a true musician is to have the whole gambit. It's not just words anymore. Yeah. It's the tone. It's how the people are going to respond to it. But how did you evolve into what now is a true musician?
I guess it was the winter before last, actually playing with Dave Fall. It started off as I was recording some demos at his house, and we slowly started just for fun kind of picking through some of his tunes, and I started playing a little bit of lead for him, and it just struck me how I had kind of ignored that entire facet of being in a band and of playing music. You know, I started writing songs because I wanted to write lyrics, you know, and I think that was kind of my introduction to music. But yeah, playing with Dave just really made me expand my horizons a lot. He's got some jazz piano background and, you know, was running me through jazz blueses and stuff. And, you know, I just got really tired of being like the worst player in the band, you know, so I decided to step it up.
You're such a classy lady, studied our history, studied in Spain. stole so many pretty people. You sold such pretty little lies. And you moved with the hips that you lost your Kentucky accent. But it was no accident. All the way, don't that feel like faking all way? And don't it sound just like a joke we made? Well, I remember not so long ago when you and I would drink and walk the railroad track. But I guess that I have straightened up too. I got a job driving nails and a lover who never fails to love me back. We got a house and a car, we got a dog in the yard, we got a kid on the way and a 5-year anniversary tomorrow. We're driving up to Chicago. All the way, don't that feel like faking our way? Don't it sound just like a joke we made? Well, I wake and I go to work and I kiss my girl, lie to her and I lie to myself. And it takes all I've got. Oh, it takes a lot of coffee to get me out of this house. But this is what I do now. This is who I am. I ought to be a thankful man. A thankful like faking. Don't seem like a case of mistaken identity like faking. Don't seem like a case of mistaken identity.
We've got Jeremy Smart on the electric.
Yes, sir.
And then we've got John Massey on the beautiful upright bass. Jeremy, you are a session player. Playing in different sessions, you got to be prepared for anything that they throw at you, what they might want to sound like today or tomorrow. So how does that help with coming into this band?
It's a great platform for me to have a day job, first of all.
Jeremy Smart.
You know, everything I work on for other people, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of like, ooh, this is a tone I could use on a Whale Diggers record or whatever, you know. And it is a challenge. It keeps you fresh, keeps you on your toes to try to work with different styles and different people all the time.
So what would you say that was a style that may have gotten you a little fish out of water feeling?
We just recently worked with a guy from Nigeria that's doing all Christian music and wanted it to sound like a Western rock band playing all this. That was way different than anything I've ever done.
It was like a mind warp right there.
Yeah, it was really fun, and it was cool to hear someone from that area of the world, their take on America and stuff like that. It was cool.
I put my hand up to the glass. I can't feel your skin. I can't make it last. And it broke my heart. You turned me in. But baby, that's over now. I'm yours again. Ooh. I was just 16 from a broken home, penitentiary. You brought me in, taught me to read. You showed me that good book, one where Jesus weeps for all our souls, like a common sense. And all of our bad ideas, backed by good intent. I believe wash myself clean. I have washed myself clean. I have washed myself clean.
John, not a whole lot of people are real familiar with free jazz. So tell us a little bit about your free jazz and how you can kind of keep the left brain, right brain, and back into this style.
John Massey.
Well, you know, free jazz, is, I think it's kind of misunderstood a little bit. I think people take it to be a really serious style of music. But when I was in music school 2 or 3 years back, and it was just something that me and my friends got together, and there weren't a whole lot of people in school who were so into it. And we got together, and we just had a lot of fun doing it. So there's something that is a little more aggressively right-brained about it. It's a little more creative and impulsive, but it's still just like anything else, just a matter of listening really closely and trying to communicate with the people who you're with, you know.
There's no one else in the world that makes me feel like you do. You throw me down, you pick me up. You're the smoker and the bum, and I'm a lipstick stain. Cigarette butt, I'm your yo-yo. Your yo-yo, your yo-yo. Your yo-yo. Well, I guess that I'm blamed for always setting myself up. You can't be a hooker and complain. Can't complain, yeah, when you're always getting. 'Cause you're a yo-yo, just a yo-yo. Yo, 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 yo. Someday that you'll get full, and I'll get tired. Well, I'm so tired now, and when the day's through.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, We're with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers.
You know, she found a boyfriend after daddy died last June. His name is Lawrence and he sells insurance. I ain't seen him since the funeral. Pulled up to the house, the shutters were all closed. I guess I went down south, 'cause Lawrence, he don't like the cold. I saw my old Cherokee rusting in the weeds. Do you remember that night on 41 when you jumped the tracks with me? Say things change faster than you know. Say things change, don't you hate to watch me? To watch them go. I woke up to the sirens blaring in the morning light. I'm gonna find some poor soul who had lost his luck last night. Never used to hear the highway from our land, but the state changed the route and wrote it down as the progress of man. I say things change faster than you know. Say things change, don't you hate to watch, hate to watch them go. To the quick pick, there's no coffee at the house. Clerk had a toothless grin and her hair was falling out. You know, she talked entirely too fast, but she was not mean. She said, back in 1998, she was the homecoming queen. They say things change faster than you know. They say things change, don't you hate to watch, hate to watch them go.
You say things change,
I say things change
faster than you know.
Faster than you know.
I say things change,
well don't you hate to watch them, hate to watch them, hate to watch them, hate to watch them.
And so, Ben, how did you come up with the Well Diggers?
The Well Diggers, you know, it's a pretty popular saying, but actually, the area of Kentucky that I'm from has a lot of little oil patches and oil fields out there. But also, my mother just always used to say, it's colder than a Well Diggers, edited for radio. Yeah, and she's here tonight. She's rubbing her hand and saying, but yeah, that was it. You know, I just wanted something that you know, reflected kind of a blue collar mentality and approach, and something that was not going to dictate too strongly, you know, the kind of music that was going to come out of it.
So kind of regionalized, you know, obviously, yeah. And these songs so far, I mean, you've got these great stories and reading. You never know if it's about you or another character. I think that's a really good way to have it, kind of ambiguous. It's not about you as Ben Knight. It's about the words and how the music kind of ties into that.
I spent a lot of time, like, playing by myself as a kid. You know, my nearest friend, besides when I was really young, after we moved, my nearest friends were, you know, 10, 15 miles away. So I spent a lot of time alone playing in the woods, you know, and I got to get a lot of time to be, you know, to be with myself and kind of explore and develop some creativity and that kind of stuff. So I think that's a big part of it.
So when you write these songs about these characters, you know, how do you get yourself in that mindset, especially if it's kind of a fictional story, but with some truth, you know, some things that are happening, some things that may have happened to you, but it's not a editorial of Ben. How do you get yourself in that mindset?
For me, is a very organic process. I think, you know, I'll be playing around with some chord changes and my subconscious brain will just start vomiting stuff out. You know what I mean? It's never a decision. I'm going to write a song that has a story about this or I'm going to insert myself here. It's just, I don't know. I feel like there's scenes that I've collected somewhere, a lot of it. I couldn't place any of it, but scenes and themes and general ideas that I've seen play out. And I feel like I write music that reflects me, so maybe my accent is included into that.
Well, I woke and packed my bags, and I was brought to my knees, wondering how long I've been asleep. Grabbed my coat and my guitar, and I walked out into a dream of American highways endlessly. I am drunk on mileage, I am chasing a childish dream. Oh, I am writing myself messages on the bathroom walls I hope to read when I come back around, when I come back around again. The sun is on the rise and makes a purple sky. The wreckage of this country belongs to me. And until this engine or this body breaks down, I guess I'll drive American highways endlessly. I am drunk on mileage, I am chasing a childish dream. Oh, I am writing myself messages on the bathroom wall I hope to read when I come back around, when I come back around, when I come back around, when I come back around again.
Everybody comes from a different, you know, walk of life. Some people had it all and lost it. Some people never had it. and want it. It's not just about the money, but of course, that is what makes the world go round, as they say. With your music, it's not about you're trying to get that record deal all the time. You're not trying to get your face in Rolling Stone or all that stuff. You know, most musicians, I would almost venture to say 80 to 90% of musicians in America are just doing what you're talking about with the people. They're just trying to get by. They're trying to get their voice heard to anybody who wants to hear it.
Well, I think live music or live performance for me at its best, and when I'm my best, is to be as emotionally and psychologically bare and present and exposed as I possibly can. And that's when I get the most out of it, you know, when I'm willing to kind of do things that scare me a little bit, like talking on the radio. And live music at its best is a shared like experience for both the musicians and the audience, and I feel like both parties are a part of creating that experience, not just the people playing music.
Well, I came home late from a 3-day drum on my clothes out in the yard. Who would have thought? And I guess I didn't need them, but I still should have stayed. Just put the keys back in my car and I drove away, black cloud of smoke. Seems like everything I touch just up and turns to shit. Put a dollar in my pocket, pull it out and it's a debt. And all these years I've loved you, and all those tears you cried, darling, I don't know how it is that you survived. 'Cause I'm the king of nuclear waste, toxic love, and radio waves, and sorry lies, sordid dreams. But everything I say, oh, I believe. Flowers on my way home. It seems like I can't grow them with the seeds that I've sown. They were yellow like sunshine and white like ash. I put that truck into the ditch, left them drying on the dash. 'Cause I'm the king of nuclear waste, toxic love, radio waves, a sorry life, sordid dreams. But everything I say, oh, I believe, darling, I love.
Joined us tonight, we're with Ben Knight and the Well Diggers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
A lot of bands go into the studio trying to make perfect records without any sort of, you know, frayed edges or anything like that. And we have tried to not do that so far. I don't want to make a record that sounds like a live show, because there are a few too many imperfections even for me in that. But I think music that's not perfect is its best, you know. And so I've tried to go in and make this record as honest a representation as I can of the best that I can do, you know. We haven't used any, you know, like auto-tuning or whatever the digital effects that I know of. We've tried to go in and make this record just accurate, you know. You were the life of the party. You were the bell of the ball. Wearing close to nothing and stumbling along. He said, "Hi, nice to meet you. I really like your shoes. And would you like to talk about it? Oh, in the next room." I said, "Thank you for noticing. And I guess I like your tattoos. But that sounds like something that we'd both regret seeing. 'Cause you ate too many pills and you drank too much wine. And you hardly know me. And you think that's just fine. Oh, well, say no more. 'Cause I've heard it all. Oh, and it don't mean much. Oh, it don't mean anything at all. Well, the moon is just full when you just but you're just lonely. You're not lonesome for me.
You're a native son to Kentucky, but yet you're the cradle in Cincinnati right now. You know, how does it feel to be in Cincinnati with that kind of music scene, but yet always being able to come back home?
Cincinnati was extremely warm and welcoming to me. I didn't know anybody really when I moved out there. I have an aunt that lives up there, but I went out and started playing open mics, you know, when I first moved up there, and just immediately was warmly received and started booking shows with people. And really, the music scene in Cincinnati is extremely diverse and creative, and in my opinion, you know, can stand up to any other city its size in America. I went to college in Louisville, so they're about similar sized towns, so it wasn't as much of a culture shock as it could have been.
Baby said it saved my soul. I do my best, but I confess I gotta play this rock and roll. It gets me high. I wanna feel alright. And if it's just one thing I know for sure, I said I got six, baby, you got the cure. I said I got six, baby, you got the cure. I said I got the baby, you got, I said I got six, baby, you got the cure. 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 I said I got six, baby, you got the cure.
I'd like to thank our guests, Ben Knight and the Well Diggers, Ben, Jeremy, and John, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio, and until we meet again, keep it spinning. Now for those that can't get enough of Midnight and the Well Diggers, I think they're going to dig up one more from the well for you. So here comes the encore.
When I die, bury me in West Kentucky, float my bones down the Ohio. Lay my stone beneath the willow tree in front of Mom and Daddy's. Take me back, oh Lord, take me home. When I lay me down to sleep, I can't help but dream of home. Broken dirt beneath my feet and that old familiar song. Oh, the sun shines bright and my memories linger on. Take me back where I belong. Miss my sister and my nephew, my brother and my niece. The smell of my mother cooking in that trade water breeze. I should be fishing with my father instead of dying in these streets. Take me back, Lord, make me free. And when I die, bury me in West Kentucky, float my bones down the Ohio. Lay my stone beneath the willow tree in front of Mom and Daddy's. Take me back, Lord, take me home.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jeremy, Ben, and John, Ben Knight, and the Well Diggers for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.